1. Exporting revolution to Asia. The Soviet Union's export of revolution was the real reason the Chinese Communist Party was able to usurp power. In 1919, the Soviet Union established the Third Communist International, which aimed to export revolution around the world. In April 1920, Grigory Voitinsky, the representative of the Third Communist International, traveled to China. In May, an office was set up in Shanghai to make preparations for the formation of the CCP. Over the next 30 years, the CCP was merely an organ of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, and Mao Zedong received a monthly stipend of 160 to 170 yuan from the Russians. The average monthly salary of a worker in Shanghai at that time was around 20 yuan. The CCP's seizure of power was in part connected with the Communist Party's infiltration of the United States. This is one of the reasons U.S. President Harry S. Truman cut off support to Chiang Kai-shek while the Soviets continued to support the CCP. Truman also made the decision to exit Asia after World War II. In 1948, the U.S. Army left South Korea, and on January 5, 1950, Truman announced that the United States would no longer interfere with affairs in Asia. This included the cessation of military assistance to Chiang Kai-shek's Taiwan, including in the case of a war between the PRC and the Republic of China. A week later, U.S. Secretary of State Dean Acheson reiterated Truman's policy, and said that if war were to break out on the Korean Peninsula, the United States would not get involved. These anti-intervention policies provided an opportunity for the Communist Party to expand its influence in Asia. When North Korea invaded the South, and the United Nations sent troops, the United States changed its policy. The CCP went all out in trying to export revolution. In addition to training guerrilla fighters in different countries, providing weapons, and sending troops to fight against legitimate governments, it also provided significant financial support for insurrections. During the heat of the Great Cultural Revolution in 1973, the CCP's foreign aid spending reached its peak, 7% of the national fiscal expenditure. According to Qian Yaping, a Chinese scholar with access to secret documents released by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, 10,000 tons of rice were shipped to Guinea and 15,000 tons of wheat were sent to Albania in 1960. From 1950 to end of 1964, the total foreign aid expenditure was 10.8 billion yuan, during which time the most expenditure was from 1960 to 1964, when the Great Famine was going on in China. During the famine from 1958 to 1962, tens of millions died of hunger. Yet foreign aid expenditures totaled 2.36 billion yuan. If these expenditures had been used to purchase food, it would have saved 30 million people. All those people died because of the CCP's Great Leap Forward movement, and they were simultaneously victims of the CCP's attempts at exporting revolution.